Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm joined by Thibaut from Cognac Prunier. Thibaut, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for welcoming me at Cognac Expert for some explanation about one of our best cognac.
Can you tell us who you are and what do you do?
So I'm the commercial director of Cognac Prunier. I'm from the Cognac region. I'm also a cognac producer myself. I'm from the 14th generation in the region. So I know a little bit about the cognac, and I was working for different producers before, especially Russia, a little bit of the world. And almost 5 years now, I'm in charge of all the commercialization and all the exportation of the Cognac Prunier around the world.
Can you tell us what product are we tasting today?
Today, we're going to have a tasting about our flagship cognac, which is our very old Grand Champagne, TVGC, which is basically one of our oldest cognac because it's a blend of only pure Grand Champagne, which has been, let's say, created by the family, because Prunier is also one of the oldest, if not the oldest cognac family in the region, with 100% of the shares belonging to the family. So there is no extra other shareholders. And this specific cognac has been created 70 years ago. It has always been one of the best cognac to explain about the family tradition.
I've heard before that this cognac is a cognac that the senior member of the family gets to create. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. The point was to have a cognac which would be a representation of a very old Grand Champagne. Basically, this is how we call it, because they are coming from 5 to 6 lots maximum, with only 5 families, which we work with for, let's say, generations. We just, with Stéphane Bernès, the owner of Prunier, went to see one of the producers for this specific cognac. So you see that for this kind of specific product, we work with the same 4 or 5 families in the region.
You said that this cognac is designed to be a cognac that shows exactly what a very old Grand Champagne cognac should be. For you, what is very old Grand Champagne cognac?
Starting with the years, because we have an average, we could say around 40 years old cognac inside, but they are cognac which has been harvested, distilled and aged at the producer place. So this is something very important for us, is to keep several families all around Grand Champagne. Even if it's one appellation, you obviously have a difference in terms of the soil inside the Grand Champagne, a difference of way of working distillation. And this is kind of a combination of what the producers could do in the Grand Champagne, and we decided to let them work as the tradition. We don't have any requirements for them. It's just do what the father and the grandfather used to do before. All the work is year after year to adjust this blend to have the same quality of cognac, but we don't touch them. Most of them come from big barrels from the producers, which they have. And like I said, we just had get collected some of this, one of the lot from Bouteville, which is the middle of the Grand Champagne, and we were discussing with the father and the son together, explaining how was the harvest. It's very important for us to understand how they feel every year, how do they work their eau de vie to have this product, because it's a living product. And those cognac we buy, obviously, are from the grandfather, you know, so that's very interesting.
Have you noticed any style changes or any evolution in the eau de vie over the years?
Yes, of course. And even if and that is kind of compulsory, because we know that the way of distillations like 40 years ago and now is not the same. The condition of harvesting every year is different. It's a living product. It's harvest this year, for instance. We hope that the quality will be great. Last year was different. And this condition will obviously impact and give a different taste of your cognac. This is why we decided to have a blend and not only one pure producer, one pure cognac, to still have this representation. More or less, the idea is to maintain the same quality. But if you taste 70 years ago, our Trévi Grand Champagne is now, you have obviously an evolution, which is important. The point is to keep the same taste, the same DNA, what we want to bring to the customers about this very Grand Champagne. For us, important to have this little effect of the time.
How has distillation itself changed over the years?
In Grand Champagne, they use a lot of lees in the distillation. So they take the, let's say, we call it the clear juice, and they add some additional volume of lees, which they distill, and you have the word called peloton, for instance, is a way to use this lees, which impact the eau de vie, and the grandfather and the father, even if they follow, they may have their own way of distillation. This is also very important. You cook from the past, let's say, the recipe, but even if you use the same recipe, you still have your own way of doing it, because all those producers, they work with a feeling. When they have this eau de vie coming through the pot still, they decide, because it's not something they push a button when the eau de vie goes at that level. It's really important for them to say, okay, this I will keep a little bit of seconds, this I will let it a little bit cut less. So that's something which is obviously changing the taste.
It sounds like the main thing is that the distiller, whoever it happens to be at that time, leaves their fingerprint on the eau de vie.
Yes. And one thing, of course, like 70 years ago, the way of vinification was not the same. If you just take the press machine, most of the producers now use a pneumatic press. Even the yeast used for vinification was different. So all these little details, if you go back 40 years ago, you will have a different percentage of lees in the distillation. And obviously that impact. But a point of making a cognac aging longer is the addition of lees, which help to get a better maturation of your cognac.
So what you're saying is distilling with the lees improves the ageability of the eau de vie?
Yes, gives them more body and help to go further in the age.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that you're getting the eau de vie from four or five of the same families over the years. Yes. Are they storing and aging the eau de vie for a period of time, or are you buying it early on and storing it in Cognier cellars?
No, this is important also to get this character, you know, this characteristic, because if you buy a fresh eau de vie, then you store it at your place, which we do for some of the qualities, but you will have obviously in your cellar the same atmosphere for all the cognac you age. If you keep it at the producer, let's say a little bit before the blend, and let them age as maximum as possible with them at their place, they will also add this distinctive thing, which is atmosphere of their own cellar, which are obviously different for all of the families.
We talk a lot about terroir and French wine and spirits, and terroir certainly comes into the picture with cognac, but it sounds like what you're saying is that the cellar is actually part of the terroir.
Of course, if you are on clay, if you are with a humid cellar, if you have a dry cellar, if you have different barrels on different levels from time to time, in summertime, in wintertime, the first barrel on clay compared to the fourth level on top has a different aging over the year. So this is obviously definitely important for us to keep and protect these conditions of aging.
So the ABV of this Très Vieille Grand Champagne is 40%. Yes. I've tasted the cognac. I think it works really well at 40%. Can you maybe explain why the decision was made to bottle this at 40% instead of maybe a 42 or 43%, for example?
Yeah. This is exactly one of the questions we have in mind for the next years. Is 40, it's 99% of the cognac are sold at 40, let's say because of the law, and is also part of the legislation. You pay, most of the countries pay in pure alcohol. So the more alcohol you have in the bottle, the more tax they pay. But for us, we really think that this Grand Champagne, even if the quality stay perfectly fine at 40, I can announce that we will have something around 41.5, 42% will be our next change for this specific cognac.
It really works well at 40%. And I guess with the age of the eau de vie, you probably don't even need to reduce very much. Do you?
No, we don't. But without going to cast strains, which is a little bit more, I think 42% would definitely bring even more something interesting. And that will be our next step.
If we move to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Très Vieille Grand Champagne?
What is interesting is you have something which is 40% average, but you can have this kind of toffee, black chocolate, blonde tobacco, which you will have in the nose, hints of white flowers. Take your time, because the first nose and the second nose will be different. So over the time, good tasting for this Très Vieille Grand Champagne will require 20, 25 minutes. And then you will see that it evolves in the glass.
Yeah, on the palate, what kind of textures can our tasters expect?
you will have something which is very smooth and nicely balanced. That's also very important because they are old together, but we also take time several months before when they are all together before releasing and putting into bottles. So this is why they are all integrated together and you find this nicely balanced and powerful taste of fine and complex tannins. You will have some cigar box taste, dark chocolate, dry fruit, and it's a great cognac for those who like cigars. You have a long finish, we call it this rancio notes.
How does this cognac fit into the range of Prunier cognacs?
It's one of our top quality cognac because we have a VS, we have two VSOP, one pure Grand Champagne, one regular, one XO. Then we were the first one to introduce the age statement category with a 20 years old cognac. And then we have limited editions with our extra, with after vintages. So basically the very Grand Champagne will be considered as the oldest regular cognac, which you can find for the last 70 years. And we hope for the next 70 years, you will be able to enjoy this cognac.
Thank you very much, Thibaut. And
thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.